that where there was a defined title for something that was done in the process, and I'm just wondering if at that time you called it commissioner's report analysis?
No, we called them window reports.
Just window.
And we did that, Roger, for maybe 3 or 4 years. It wasn't until 1964, 65 when we appointed our first commissioner. We did it ourselves. We extended the practice to cases as well. I would...
Was this quite early on in your career?
Yeah, right away.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't function without preparing for the hearings in an organized fashion. I had to. I couldn't simply read as if I were reading a trashy novel. I had to systematize the process of judgment. And what I did for myself, I shared with others, and they in turn began sharing with me. We ultimately were able to persuade all members of the court, with the exception of Leland Carr. I don't think Leland Carr ever prepared a written report on window matters, but the rest of us did, and we circulated them. So that you had an opportunity in advance of the hearing to know what the recommendation was going to be and why. And you had an opportunity to send a counter-report, and that's what we called them, a counter-report to the other justices saying, I disagree with Justice Lane's recommendation in window matter so-and-so.
Was this,
and these are my reasons,
systematized in the sense that it was provided that the clerk would make the distribution?
Sure.
It would be so many days in advance of the
sure.
conference?
Absolutely.
But this all began
after I got to the court. Now, the other thing that happened was that when we appointed our first commissioner, who was Joe Plank, a marvelous choice because he was a skilled trial lawyer, an experienced man of mature years who had super judgment and who was losing his hearing, and it was for that reason he felt he could not justify appearing in court any longer on behalf of his clients because he couldn't hear everything. This was a marvelous opportunity for him to finish his career in a position of high respect and responsibility. He helped the court.
In those days, the loss of hearing was
devastating
for a practicing lawyer.
Absolutely
there,
devastating.
There were none of the modern devices that were functional.
In any event, when he came aboard, he simply took over the responsibilities that we were performing ourselves, each of us, as justices. And he prepared the written reports for circulation to everybody, and then we responded to Commissioner Plank's reports, either agreeing or disagreeing.
He originated the analytical work.
Yes, but we all had the underlying documents, and we were all able to test the validity of his recommendations by reference to those underlying documents. If we disagreed with him, we had a factual basis for disagreement.
Mm-hmm.